Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of James, chapter number 2, and we're looking at this verse number 17 down through verses number 20. We started yesterday with verse 17. The Bible says, "Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone." And here we see a principle of a faith that works. A principle of a faith that works. And yesterday we discussed that if a man's faith is not strong enough to get him out of the world, are you sure that that man's faith is strong enough to get him into heaven? If a man's faith cannot release him from the grasp of hell upon his life, what makes someone think that same faith will open the gates of heaven for him? And so, even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. But today I want to look at verse number 18. The Bible says, "Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." By my works. I will show thee my faith by my works. The proof of a faith that does work. We talked about the principle yesterday. Let's look at proof. How do you prove that you have faith? I mean, nobody can look inside of your heart. Nobody can look inside of your mind. Nobody can look inside of your soul, your spirit. It's not possible to do that. So how do people know? How do you prove that God did a work in your life? You do it by showing forth good works. In other words, you don't, and we've discussed this, you do not work to get saved. It's not by works, lest it boast. But you work because you are saved. You see, there's an illustration here that James shares. He says, "Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works." And so he's comparing the two and gives an illustration of faith without works. But then he goes on and makes pretty much a statement that's impossible. He says, "Show me thy faith without thy works." How are you going to do that? How are you going to show faith without works? We talked yesterday about how you can take somebody's pulse and all those things and find out, well, what's the proof that a person's alive? They'll have a heartbeat. They'll have blood pressure. Their chest will be rising. They'll have respirations. That's how that's evidence that they're alive. The same truth is present spiritually. There'll be a heartbeat in a man. There'll be a blood pressure in a man. There'll be respirations. You'll see someone move and grow, and you'll see someone, God begin to work in them. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so he says, how are you going to do that? Show me thy faith without thy works. But then James here, he gives us and states the indispensability of this thing. He said, "I will show thee my faith by my works." James said, "You want to see if I have faith? Look at my life. You want to see, hey, talk's cheap. Everybody's Christian these days. But how many Christians do you really know? How many people do you know of that are living it day by day? How many people do you know of that live a heavenly life here on this earth?" Yesterday we talked about a principle of a faith that works, and talked about a proof, the proof of a faith that works. Somebody may come up to you and say, "Are you saved?" A proper response would be, according to this passage, "Yes, I have faith that works." Friend, if your faith don't work, you need to look once again, and you need to look deeply. What is the object of your faith? Is it the shed blood of Jesus Christ? Has he made you a new creature? If not, call upon him right where you are right now and ask him to save you. Father, we pray that you'd use these thoughts in the book of James to your glory today. Save the soul that's nearest hell, in Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.